This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Corey Crowe. This is Lanyap, and today joining us are the folks from a prison reentry summit. I've got Jamie Donaldson with us today from Goodwill and Andrew Kutzier of the Northeast Louisiana Delta Human Services Authority. Welcome to Lanyap, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Corey.
Well, let's start here. Andrew, you're the Strategic Initiatives Coordinator for the Northeast Louisiana Delta Human Services Authority. Some folks may not even know what the HSA is. So what is you guys' mission? What do you do?
We're the regional provider for mental health services, for services towards those who have developmental disabilities and also addiction. And so that's our main thing, but we are involved with prison reentry.
And Jamie, you're with Goodwill, and I know people think of the Goodwill stores, but there's more behind the stores going on. What is your part in this summit?
Right. I am a program manager for the program that is hosting in partnership with Northeast Delta, this summit that will be occurring on Tuesday.
And so the summit is upcoming this Tuesday at the First Baptist Church in West Monroe. And it deals with folks that are coming out of prison and kind of getting them started back on the right path again, right, Jamie?
Correct.
The issue when you get out of jail, a lot of times it's tough to get a job. You don't have a job. You may have lost everything while you've been incarcerated, and you've got to take that initial step. So what kind of struggles does a person coming out of jail have when they get out?
Well, there are a number. Housing predominantly is one of the largest issues that they have to face. Either they don't have a place to go or they need the financial means to be able to support themselves. So housing is a large problem in addition to employment. They need jobs to be able to sustain themselves. Transportation, that's another issue that they deal with frequently. We're in a rural area, getting from one place to another, even if you have a job, if you don't have a way, a means to get there, produces another difficulty.
Andrew, the summit is bringing in a lot of different speakers that are going to come in and talk on different topics. Who's the summit designed for? Is it for the business people or for the folks that are getting out of prison and their families?
It's really for everybody. You may have a family member who's incarcerated, and maybe those who are coming out, called formerly incarcerated people. We're going to have a number of testimonials from those who have been formerly incarcerated about the challenges they have faced. We're going to have resources, talk about resources that are available in the community. We've got a great lineup of speakers. Overall, we are committed to serving this underserved population. This is a really big issue in Louisiana. Louisiana historically has been one of the most, the highest per capita incarceration rate in the nation. I think we're just now number two this year after some of the reform and legislation. And the bigger issue is that in Louisiana, one in three people released from prison, they return within 3 years. So there's this cycle that is happening. And so we are trying to do everything we can through our ongoing programs with Northeast Delta and Goodwill, but also with this summit to bring awareness to the issues and to mobilize people to care and to be involved.
Jamie, you guys at Goodwill are involved in job training and getting folks some help there. Tell me some good stories. Who are some of the folks that have come through the program and gone on to succeed?
Well, we have individuals who have came out and gone to work in the construction field and have continuously been promoted. We have individuals who have came out with no education, meaning that they don't even have a HSET, and they've accomplished that, and then going on to get certifications that make them invaluable in the work field. So we have a number of people who have been successful.
With I know a lot of times in state-run facilities, you may have an opportunity to do some educational things. I know there are a lot of private prisons. Are they the same? Do they offer the same educational opportunities for folks that to try to better themselves while they're in prison?
No, not every facility is going to be the same, and so all opportunities are not going to be the same. They do, here in Washoe Parish, have the opportunity to get a high set, but that is not always achieved while they are in the facility. In addition to, they're certainly not going to be exposed to those certifications or those trades that they can get it rather quickly and become invaluable to the workforce.
The summit is coming up on Tuesday at the First Baptist Church in West Monroe. Andrew Coatsier of the Northeast Delta Human Services Authority is with us. Andrew, what are some of the topics that the speakers are going to be talking about when the group gets together?
Yes, our executive director, Dr. Montese Sizer, will be starting the time with talking about what are some of those issues that contribute to beginning this cycle of incarceration. We're also going to be talking about, we have Assistant Secretary Rhett Covington from the Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections, to be talking about just the realities and challenges faced by Louisiana prisoners inside the walls. And we also have Corey Acosta, the Director for Reentry for Probation and Parole for the Louisiana Department of Correction, talking about just what does it take to successfully reintegrate into society. So those are some of the issues. We'll be breaking that down more in testimonials with formerly incarcerated people who have gone through that. And another issue that I just want to bring in is at Northeast Delta, we're really passionate about this because a lot of prisoners deal with mental health and addiction issues. And that's our sweet spot. And that's why we're committed to this population, committed to serving them.
For folks to sign up to attend this event, and it is a free event, how do people register?
You can go online to reentry-summit.eventbrite.com. It is a free event. We are hoping that many will come out, and it will be great discussion and time to come around these issues and to for everyone to grow in awareness of how they can help.
It's 8:30 to 1 on Tuesday. There is a breakfast, the light breakfast provided. You can find out more by visiting our website this morning at kedm.org.